We have historically published a report on the state of the vaccine field now for 15 years, and it's been 15 years of watching and waiting, of really advocating and agitating around the development of an AIDS vaccine. And while the full report will come out in July ahead of the International AIDS Conference, this Vaccine Awareness Day is special. This is the first time, though, that we've done it in the context of a clinical trial result that tells us that an AIDS vaccine is truly possible, the Thai trial back in September. And we really felt it was important to reflect on that and of the accomplishment of everyone involved.
Would you recap why the Thai trial was so important?
First and foremost, it was a huge undertaking, a 16,400-person trial, and that the excerpt that we're publishing today called The Thai Way Forward really focuses on the experience in Thailand amongst the community and how that trial took place. So simply operationally, it was an enormous undertaking. But more than that, the result released late last year was a game changer. We really see this as a new chapter in the development of an AIDS vaccine. I think in history we will look back and realize that the Thai vaccine result was a turning point. And our report, actually, the overall title is Turning the Page. And it's important to recognize that the result in Thailand didn't provide us a licensable vaccine. We're not talking about rolling out a vaccine that is going to prevent infections beginning in 2010. But it did provide this evidence that a vaccine was possible, and now the challenge is on for how do we do better and how do we actually scale it up so that we can actually get the real effect size that we need to really have a vaccine that can work in the real world.
So what's been happening since the results of the Thai trial were announced last year?
Well, there have been enormous number of meetings, and that's not surprising. A lot of discussions about what to do in Thailand and what to do internationally. And that debate is ongoing, and it's not as if it's already done and we know exactly what to do next. There's a great deal of uncertainty about what that result means and what to do with it. For this report, though, from an AVAC perspective, is that the field needs to do three things with urgency. One, it needs to aggressively understand why the Thai vaccine seems to have worked, at least in some people. Secondly, we have to build on that result. And there's an enormous amount of discussion now about testing similar vaccines to the Thai combination, looking at different combinations, different vaccines in different populations to try to do better than that 30%. And the third thing we have to do scientifically is we have to simultaneously ensure that we diversify the scientific portfolio. While it's important that we chase down the result in the Thai vaccine combination, we also need to look at different approaches entirely because we still don't know exactly why that vaccine works. So it's going to be very important that we do all of those three things simultaneously.
Well, you've mentioned three things that need to be done, but they require a lot of resources, don't they?
It's easy to say that the scientific community needs to do those three things, but it needs to do them in new ways. Given the resource constraints, not only in AIDS vaccine research, but in global health generally and in the current economic situation, the field has to do a fourth thing above and beyond the science. It has to show itself able to operate with greater efficiency and with greater prioritization. Some projects need to be stopped. Some projects need to be scaled down. Other projects need to be scaled up, and certainly new projects need to be begun in the light of the Thai vaccine result. So we need to be seeing the field work with efficiency, with prioritization, and with collaboration to make what are going to be some very difficult decisions going forward.